Now, backpacking around the world, it's a major undertaking at the best of times, and if you're blind and severely deaf, there are, to put it rather mildly, a few additional difficulties. My next guest is Tony Giles. Tony is totally blind and severely deaf, but it hasn't stopped him. He's travelled by himself around the world twice, staying largely at backpacker hostels, which, for the faint-hearted, is not the easiest way to travel. And he's written a book about his travels called Seeing the World My Way. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Hello. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, I really want to know why. Why did you suddenly wake up one day and think, I've got to start moving and move all the way round?
I don't think I ever did kind of wake up and had that epiphany of, yes, I've got to go. So I think it was all a natural kind of occurrence, really. From a young age, I was sent to boarding school at the age of 10 from my home in Weston-super-Mare to Coventry, so 100 miles, 150 kilometres. And from then on, I wanted to come home as much as possible to see my parents. And also, I was up specialist boarding school for the blind. I was given mobility training, and I was basically pushed out the door and said, "Yes, you will go. You will go down the shops and go to places." Mm. And also, my dad told me stories of his travels. He was in the Merchant Navy at the end of the Second World War, and also worked for the railway. So I had his stories and his experiences, and that was an inspiration. And not at the time so much, but looking back afterwards. He died when I was about 16, 17. Looking back, I find he was the inspiration, the catalyst for my eventual solo journeys.
And it's fair to say that you were a pretty wild young man.
I still am.
Okay.
Not quite as wild as previously, but yes, very wild at 17, 18, 19.
Yeah, so the wild Tony, the wilder Tony, if I put it that way, yeah. Never ever understood the word no. I mean, at no point did you think, actually, there's something I can't do?
Not really. No. I was very, very lucky. My mum put me in the street when I was 4 or 5 years old and had an older brother and sister, so she knew I was just as intelligent as them. And I ran around and did what I wanted and got away with most things, and it just encouraged me to do more.
Just the practicalities of it, because I suppose, you know, you may have had a wild old time running around, but I'm just imagining Tony's mum biting her nails down to the knuckle, thinking, oh, Lord, when is it? Particularly because you were an angry young man at the time as well.
Yes.
How do you manage? I mean, you've got very, very good hearing aids, clearly.
Yeah, I've got digital hearing aids now on NHS. I have private ones. I've got fantastic mobility skills that I was lucky enough to have at school, and learnt to touch type, learnt to use braille, learnt to live independently. But most of all, I got confidence. I was given confidence from a very, very young age. Mm. And that allows me to do anything.
So, I mean, just you're talking to somebody who gets lost. If you spin me around 3 times in my own bathroom, I don't know where I am. But if you do get lost, if you're somewhere in the world, how do you find your way back or out or to the destination you need to get to?
Well, see, it's not about actually, I don't get lost because I never know where I'm going.
So wherever you end up is where you were meant to be.
Well, yeah, wherever you end up, you know, and it's people say, oh, you plan this and you're going to this country and this city. But... You don't do that. You just, you know, you meet people and you end up going to places you'd never heard of or don't expect to go. And that's half of the fun, half of the challenge.
Okay, so do us a little tour of Tony's walking. So where have you been and what have been the places that have really had an impact on you?
Well, in the book, Seeing the World My Way, it's basically my early travels. It's the first book of a trilogy eventually. And basically I started off in the States, got the opportunity to go there with a school and then studied. And then I eventually go off to Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam and Thailand. And then since then, I've been around the world, South America, every state in the US and Africa and little bits of South America.
Now, you clearly don't see the disability as any kind of obstacle at all, but different cultures, do they have different attitudes towards
you? Of course
you?
They do.
And how does that show itself?
Well, people stare, but obviously I don't know that unless I'm told. But... more directly is the way that people approach me and the way that people kind of interact with my disability. A lot of people say, you can't do that, you can't see, you can't possibly do that. And I say, yeah, of course I can.
Yeah.
And a lot of acts of kindness out there. Sometimes people try to do too much. It's just that they want the help. But I try and break the ice and crack jokes, and then that puts people at ease. So
yeah, I mean, you really don't take the easy path either. And one of the things that you've done, I mean, I know you wouldn't think of it to hear me, but I've done a bungee jump, Tony, but it was in New Zealand and I screamed like a baby the whole way through it. You didn't, though. You quite loved it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, people say to me, oh, I couldn't do a bungee jump. It's terrifying.
Now, I have to explain, it's off a cable car over a ravine, and it is quite the most stupid thing I've ever done in my life. And the only way I could have done it, Tony, is because I could see that my feet were still attached to the cable car. You didn't have that at all.
I'm used to trusting people. I had to from a young age, you know, to get to A to B. And so you get used to that, trusting people on an initial level. And I was also at a stage in my life where I didn't care too much if I was, you know, what happened. Yeah, and off I went. Of course, I got the advantage of not seeing the bottom.
Yeah, well, I suppose there is that. Except then you do see yourself coming out the top as well. the youth hostelling experience, some would say, arguably, it's as dangerous as jumping off a cable car into a ravine. How have you found that? Youth hostelling, how has that been?
Oh, great, yeah. I mean, it's just about meeting people, and it's about living rough, and I want to go travelling. I want to be out of my comfort zone. You know, I could stay home and have a great life and people will do everything for me. But you know, I wouldn't learn anything. I wouldn't meet people. It's about getting out of your comfort zone and meeting people and learning cultures and roughing it, you know.
Just on the issue of roughing it, you were camping one time in the Yukon, weren't you?
That's right. I was camping in North Canada near Whitehorse. I pitched a small tent in an open field, went out for the day. I came back about 11 at night and was using my cane to try and find it. And I, walking past, I can't find it. So I stopped a motorist, they came and had a look, and it was gone.
So what did you do?
Well, they took me to a Salvation Army for the night and then came out the next day and helped me look and said, oh, right. So we went to the police, reported it. They said a grizzly bear had stolen it.
Right.
So wow. I called up a mate. I was lucky that I was not too far from Alaska. I called up a friend I'd met backpacking and said, I'm coming to stay. Is that all right? He said, yeah, no problem.
So it's just we've only got a very little time left. What's next for you, Tony? Where are you going to go next?
I'm off to South America at the beginning of January. And the plan is to get to Antarctica. It's the only continent left to visit. Go and see the penguins.
Well, say hello and avoid the bears because they have them there as well. Tony, an absolute delight. Thank you very much. This is Tony Giles. And the book again?
It's Seeing the World My Way. It's out to all good bookstores now. Oh. It's also on Amazon.com and www.silverwood.com.
Wonderful, shameless plugging that goes on and
absolutely.
On and on. Give him an inch. Anyway, thanks also to all of my pilgrim guests today. And if you want to share a travel story or have anything to say about the topics in today's programme, please do write to